You are listening to the MPZ Law Firm Show. Immigration woes, visa serve knows. US and Canadian immigration and nationality lawyers who speak your language.
Welcome back. I'm Vijaya, understanding immigration law and what it means for you with the lawyers from the NPZ Law Group. And Samantha Chasworth is counsel at NPZ. Samantha, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful to have you. And you have a vast experience in the U.S. immigration arena. So give us an overview of asylum and the process for applying.
As best as I can in a short time. Mm-hmm. So basically, what is asylum? It's a form of protection that's offered by the U.S. government for people who either suffered persecution in their home country or fear that they're going to suffer persecution in their home country if they return. Mm-hmm. And that persecution must be on account of their race, their religion, their political opinion, their nationality, or their membership in a particular social group. And the most difficult part of an asylum case is proving that the persecution that you suffered or that you fear you'll suffer is on account of one of those five grounds. So that's really where most of our arguments come in. In addition to that, we have to show that the government from your home country is either unwilling or unable to protect you. Whether that's because you filed a police report and they didn't do anything, or because you just know that the police in my country won't help me. We also need to show that there's no safe place in your country that you can relocate and no other country that you can go to safely and resettle there. In addition, we also need to show that you're filing your case within the first year that you've entered the United States. Mm-hmm. It has to be done from within the U.S. and it needs to be done within that first year. There are some exceptions, some limited exceptions as to situations where we can file after that first year. And those would be, for example, changed circumstances between you or your home country or extraordinary circumstances beyond your control. For example, an illness, ineffective assistance of counsel, just to name a few. In addition, we also need to file, if you're using one of these exceptions, we need to file within a reasonable amount of time given that exception. For example, if there are changes in your home country that happened 10 years ago, we would need to have filed closer to that incident. Mm-hmm. There are two ways that you can file for asylum. The first is for individuals who are in immigration court proceedings. The application must be filed with the immigration judge, who will then make a decision on your case. If you are not in immigration court proceedings or you're a minor, the application can be filed with USCIS, where the case would be interviewed at a local asylum office. There's very few asylum offices around the U.S., so you may need to travel to that closest office. There have been a lot of changes with regard to asylum law over the last, I would say, 5-6 years. It seems that every new administration has their own idea of how they want to portray it. So it's very important that as immigration lawyers, we stay on top of these updates as best as we can so that we can best help our clients. So if there are, I know that was pretty short overview of asylum, but if there's anybody out there who's interested in filing or who knows somebody that's in danger in their home country and is looking to potentially come to the U.S. to file for asylum, we'd be happy to help.
Well, thank you for-